Episode 527, March 1st, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
We got a big one, a good one tonight, Joe Robinson. Yeah, a huge get. Probably the biggest get we've ever had.
You think so? In terms of the most desired guest?
Yeah, anticipated by. If you're a Robin Joe Show listener, this is a big event for you.
Well, she's definitely the most desired guest by one of our super fans.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been talking about having Walker Hayes on the show. And if you listen to our Patreon, we talk about how we're going to basically approach this discussion, because
our new Patreon that we just recorded, so yeah, we can't listen to it yet.
Yeah, I guess you can listen to it whenever Robbie gets it up, but yeah, and that we have to respect the process, so we can't really say what we said, but I think we came to a consensus, right, about how we're gonna deal with this.
Yeah, we're gonna call her in about 25-30 minutes, so just sit tight. She'll be on the show. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, somebody, I've been begging you to do this, to get her on the show, and I think you were just too lazy, right?
Am I right? That's how dumb I am. I message her on Instagram. First of all, I actually message her from our Die Laughing page, which I also run. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, I go back and I say who I am.
What's Die Laughing?
Right. Now, we follow her on that, and maybe she follows us too. I don't know. But so then she doesn't get back, and then she gets back to me, and then we have a back and forth, and then I get her number. Then I realize I already had her number. So I had her phone number. I could have just texted her. So I don't know why. I don't remember ever getting her phone number.
When you were going back and forth, were you explaining to her, like, this is the deal?
I explained to her, I said, first of all, you know him as Rob. We know him affectionately as Gramps on our show. We'd like to have you on to talk about his love for you. And it was sort of funny at first, because she asked me, you know, where do we do this? And I said, we will call you. And she took that to mean, like, we'll call her and let her know where it'll be.
Right.
And she said, sarcastically, sounds completely legit and not at all murderous.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Right.
Just walk down this alley.
And then I go, LOL, sorry for the letdown. Not getting that she misunderstood. Then she goes, long as the answer isn't downtown D.C., should be fine. I go, no. We will literally call you and talk to you. You don't have to go anywhere. She goes, even better. I explain.
It's also Monday. So yes. It's not like there's going to be a show that she's right. going to be at.
I explained, you know him as Rob Robinson. We know him as Gramps.
Did she immediately know who you were talking about?
Yeah. She goes, best fan on any medium.
Okay. Mm. Well, we're going to have to delve into that.
Then I go, awesome. He will be in studio maybe with us. It's in his house. Joe moved in with him once his wife died last fall. She goes, wait, Joe's wife died? Passed away? I go, no. She goes, oh, you mean Rob's. I go, yes, Gramps. Sorry. She goes, that makes more sense. Terrible still. So then she says, well, then extra happy to provide visual distraction for him.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. So I think he's going to use the passing of his wife to.
Yes. Don't forget.
I'm still mourning.
So I didn't get a text from Walker Hayes, but I did get a text from another somebody also discussed very often on this show, Jeremy Woodworth.
Mm.
Now, Jeremy, this is the equivalent of a girl sending herself flowers to work. This is what Jeremy what Jeremy pulled. Okay, here we go. So he says to me, this was yesterday, Sunday at 4:20. I missed a restricted call this morning. Did you try and call me? Okay. First of all, this morning, which means at the very least, this is 5 hours old.
Have you ever called him?
I don't think
maybe when we
so.
Had him booked for a murder mystery, but that would have made sense.
I don't even think. I think I've texted him, but I don't think that I've ever called him. Right. So I go. He goes, did you try to call me? Really? He wants to ask about this new song you wrote. He knows damn well I didn't call him
yes.
from a restricted. I've never called him. Right. I've never called from a restricted number. So, of course, I go, wait a minute. You think I called you on a Sunday morning from a restricted number? Is that what you think? But he said, I also emailed Robbie the song. Now,
yes, we have a brand new Jeremy Woodworth song, of course, about Gramps again.
Now, I haven't heard it because it was never sent to me. But
right. Because he didn't actually email it to you, even though he said that he did, though. At one
yeah,
point.
He didn't. Right. So, but I asked Robbie about it. And before we play this song, I want to ask a question, Robbie. Let's see how self-aware you are. Maybe you are self-aware and I'm wrong about this. I think that a Jeremy Woodworth song would have to be liked by 85% of the people that hear it for you to like it at all. I think it would be difficult for him to, I think it's difficult for you to be objective.
No, I honestly personally feel I'm being completely objective. Each time I get a Jeremy song, I'm like, okay, you know, and I am mostly disappointed.
Okay, let's see if the chat can chime in. Do they generally like Jeremy's songs? Because again, we're
Matt
grading
Gerson
them.
Is a big fan of Jeremy's.
Hold on, I got it. Before here's Jeremy's defense, by the way,
all
in
right.
chat. He said someone called at 6:15 a.m. Okay,
very possible.
I sent you guys
Joe.
The song at 4 a.m. You were a very usual suspect. No, well, that makes it even less likely. Not only am I calling you on a Sunday morning, but I'm calling you at 6:15 a.m. from a restricted number. I'm pretty sure you knew that it was not.
He no. acts like that, you know, Whitney Houston just sent this demo of I Will Always Love You to.
I just woke up and I
to
needed to rush to
freaking
the
record label.
The phone. I needed yes. to rush to the restricted phone and call you.
So I think the chat generally likes Jeremy's songs.
Well, there are a lot of people in chat. Ariel's really the only one that's commenting on Jeremy, and she just said, I love Jeremy. She didn't indicate she likes his music.
Well, I think, what does she like about him? Is
yeah,
it a
right.
rap problem?
Yeah, yes, other than his music, you're right. No, but I will say that the Purple Power Hour song is a good song.
Yes.
Robbie, you don't like it? The Purple Power Hour song?
The Purple Power Hour song works because it's very short. And I can understand what he's saying.
You sound like Gramps.
Yeah, you do sound like Gramps, and you act like Gramps.
Okay, his new song is called Insurance Man,
mm-hmm.
which I already love it, okay? And it has,
I haven't heard 1 second of it,
okay.
One note.
Well, I feel like the song is a vibe. Why don't we play it, Robbie, or at least play some of it. I've understood every word so far.
Yeah, I have no problem understanding it.
That's where I keep my pens. You might want to grind. Get one out. Then I will sell you what you want. watch. Oh, look, here comes your sister from downstairs. Come on, sell some insurance with Gramps. Insurance man.
So that's the vibe.
Okay, that's enough. I will say this.
I will admit, it sounds better with headphones on.
Okay.
Well, I'll say this. I see one. I know one problem. Robbie always has some continuity issues because, first of all, he starts out, he's the insurance man.
Yes.
But then later he says, with Gramps.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's some sort of protege or whatever. I don't know if he's... They're tag teaming. I don't know. Who knows what they're doing? But
do you think Jeremy Googled insurance terms, or did he just know those?
I wasn't really impressed with what he knew, so well, I mean, it just came off the top.
Do you think he's buying a lot of insurance?
He should.
What I like the chat when they chime in. That's a little bit of delay, but I think the song. I enjoy it.
Yeah, Mickey Mac says it's his opus. I have a question for you though. Do you have insurance?
Health insurance?
No. Do you have life insurance?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
trying to tell me something?
No. I have life insurance. I was thinking about it the other day. It's like, why? Why do I have life insurance?
I don't know. So if you die, people.
Yeah. Well, if I die, Katie gets a lot of money, but she doesn't need a lot of money after she's working. Is that like, you know what I mean?
Why don't you tell her that? She doesn't need any money.
Well, it's not that. It's you always think about what's the purpose of insurance. If when I had a wife and children and the woman that I was married to wasn't working, life insurance was important because if I died, I'd leave them in squalor, right? But Katie is, you know, she's going to be in the C-suite in 5 years. You know what I mean?
Does she know that you don't care that she gets money if you die?
I think it's the opposite. She knows that if I die, she gets a ton of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she get more?
No, that's right. That's what she would. I mean, I have assets and right,
but
money.
She would get those regardless. She,
right, that's really would be enough.
It's up to. Are you going to tell her what's enough, or she's?
Well, I'm the one that has the policy.
But she's got the pain and suffering of losing.
No, I understand what you're saying. I guess my point is that there's really no reason for me to have. I have $600,000 worth of life insurance. No, that's not true. I have $650,000 worth of life insurance.
Okay. You can add me to this, too.
There's
literally
no reason for me to have that much life insurance.
I could use some money.
Because I also have my assets are.
Right.
She gets all that, too.
Am I not in your will?
I don't have a will.
All right.
Robbie does.
Make me your beneficiary, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, I got to make my wife and kids my beneficiary. I'm Robbie's beneficiary. Is that going to change, Robbie, now that you get in a serious relationship? There goes the money I was going to get. I was going to get that house in Dale City.
Besides, that money's not, you know, that money's not for you anyway. It's supposed to go to our nieces and nephews.
All right. Okay. Yes. Now, you know, by the way, I haven't opened it. Robbie gave me his will.
Really?
Yeah, it's sealed. I know.
Does he have this website where he uses to find out who wins the Bachelor and Bachelorette?
Yeah, Robbie, are you going to finally reveal your secrets? Yeah, I know there is something. I remember Robbie telling me there is something in his will for you.
Oh, thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, there is. Right, Robbie? Am I wrong about that?
The latest Rob and Joe show to download
and
edit.
You're going to have all this equipment so you don't have to go to Joe's house anymore.
Hey, I appreciate that,
what?
Robbie.
No, I have to give it all to Rob. He's going to take it away.
Yes! I can start my own podcast.
Wait a minute. What?
Know, I got my own Comrex over here on my side.
Yeah. I'm going to get
Rob gets your Comrex.
What do you want, two? You greedy son
of a
bitch.
Yes, you'll be sitting in Graham's recliner.
I'm going to do a podcast with Jeremy and Ariel. That's what I want. It's a good show. Welcome. Ariel messaged me, not message, but she tweeted at me today about if I ever had a hot dog from Five Guys, which I hadn't, but it sounds delicious, and she's a fan, and she said that you made fun of her, I'm assuming, on 98 Rock.
No, I made fun of her on Twitter because she talked about getting a hot dog at Five Guys. And, you know, it's like going to the Outback. It's like when Katie went to Chick-fil-A and she got the fish.
I've got that before.
I know. We've talked about that. But anyway, I gave her a hard time. And she goes, no. You need to try this hot dog. Now, I love a good hot dog. So I said, you know what? I will try it today. Meaning, this was yesterday. And then I swear, I went out, I actually saw a Five Guys, but I was with Katie, and I was like, I couldn't get her to go to the Five Guys.
You didn't tell her it was for Ariel.
Sorry, that's not true. That's not how it went down. We had just had brunch with Devin and Nicole from the Small Cutting Board, right?
Your
and
former
we were
neighbors.
In the mall, and there was a Five Guys in there. And I'm like, oh, I should go buy a hot dog. I'm like, I can't tell everybody. I just had brunch. I might go
but
over
that
there
would have
to...
been the post-brunch meal. You can't get a full burger after brunch, but maybe the hot dog.
I'm sure those hot dogs are also.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, but I definitely, I'm probably wrong about that. No lie.
Well, it's like, it's not like going to Five Guys and buying a crab cake. You know,
right.
A hot dog is in the hamburger family.
You're right. It's Fry's hot dog hamburger.
How many times have you ate a hamburger and a hot dog in the same meal at some cookout?
Do you know every cookout?
Yes.
Do you know what they serve other than hot dog, fries, and hamburger?
Shakes.
That mean for food. I mean.
Oh.
Nothing. That's nothing. It. That's all you can get. I mean, they can put different stuff on it. But
you get lots of peanuts.
Yeah, I like the smaller the menu. I like usually the better the food.
Yeah, I love Five Guys. So
they still have that big giant box of peanuts that you can dig peanuts out of now.
You can, COVID. But it's
that's a COVID thing.
If you're willing to, I didn't even think about that.
Well,
I bet
the peanuts
it's not
in the
there.
Shell.
But no, in this world, they don't have it. But
that
I definitely
gross. That was already gross anyway.
As soon as she said no, you need to try this hot dog, I knew I was wrong. As soon as she said it that way, because. Like, I've had hot dogs, like the Grill Works hot dogs at Camden Yards. Like, I've had great hot dogs, and I'm like, I love a good hot dog. So if they have great hot dogs, I am going to try that.
Well, now how would you do that? Would you go and get a burger and split it with Katie and each get a hot dog and split it? Because you can't.
Right.
I mean, their burgers are big. They're filled. You can't have a burger, fries, and a hot dog. That's too much
no.
to be able to enjoy
well,
them.
I don't get the fries there.
The fries are a lot, too. They
yeah,
give you
Katie
ton of fries.
Katie likes those kind of fries, but they're not the kind of fries I like.
I like them, but I've never been able to finish them.
Yeah, so and plus, if I want to eat a couple
of
fries, they've always poured a whole in the bag.
Yes, they're generous.
So, no, but Arielle said she gets the hot dog and a cheeseburger, which I don't believe because she weighs 98 pounds.
She's amazing. She's a superhero. Yeah. So,
but anyway, I'm definitely going to try that, and I know I was wrong. So I'll say it publicly.
Hey, we were right about Andrew Cuomo, by the way. Shitting on him, and now the whole world hates him. So we were early on that.
Well, we were right, but I was also a little wrong because I said no one's going to care. But I was wrong about that. They do care.
John Oliver. And our boy, JL Covan, by the way, thank you for sharing a Dry Bar clip. Got a lot of followers just because of he's an influencer.
He doesn't influence me.
He made a point to say that he doesn't want to be seen as... Because he did a Cuomo impression, he doesn't want to be seen as not as partisan. But yes, he also made a point to say that he's supporting me and not you with my retweeting and my driver clip, which I understand completely.
Right.
But no, we know it does the greatest Trump of all time, and Cuomo has a very distinctive voice, and I think he nails it. Do you want to? Can we play a taste of that, Robbie?
Now I will say we will let the process play out. But if anyone were to come through to try and corroborate these false claims, I would beat them within an inch of their life. Then I would have my younger brother, Christopher, finish them off. Okay? So if there are no more questions, we are going to egg Bill de Blasio's house in Brooklyn. So we have to go to the supermarket and buy some dairy as well as some toilet paper. So if there are no more questions, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
He talks very deliberate like that. That's the pacing. This is never in a rush.
Yeah,
it's folksy and charming at first, and then you realize, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I will say this. You got to give JL credit. He can do good. He's a good impersonator.
Damn yeah. Right he is. I mean, he's almost Restivo level.
Wow, please. If he works 100 years, maybe, at his craft.
No, he is a friggin'...
Can he do a tennis ball? Can he do a tennis ball?
No, he can't do a tennis ball. He also said his Biden isn't quite, up to... Biden, this is weird. It's not a... It's probably a hard impression to do. It's not that distinctive and interesting, other than just speaking gibberish. But well done, JL Covan. Thank you for sharing my dry bar. I got up to 50, almost 59,000 on this one clip.
Oh, hell yeah.
On YouTube, and this thing just started happening literally today. Two people that I don't know, I guess, heard the clips on Dry Bar, and then they did a lip sync video of one of my jokes.
I've seen that done before. Not obviously not for your joke.
But right.
I've seen people take somebody else's dialogue and do it. And I watched it. And first of all, you're going to be, it's funny. The joke's good, obviously.
The joke, it's a joke's about my name, Robert, and at different levels of my life, Robbie. You can be Bob, Bobby. It's just a different, it's a whole thing.
It's funny though. But thank you. The second girl that did it is hot.
Yeah. And they both did a really good job. And, you know, clearly, I don't know these people, so the fact that they just found me through that. I also noticed that my Sirius XM plays suddenly went way up. I don't know if there's some algorithm.
Oh,
they see all the YouTube.
You're on fire or something?
I don't know how that works. It could just be a coincidence. But I went from, like, and I had a good run there in, like, October, November of, like, I don't know, 10 to 15 plays, and then, like, 3 to 4, and then I've had like 7 in the past, you know, 6 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But no, go to my Instagram. You'll see people that they've tagged me, and there's a way to share it. Katie, maybe she can help me. Instagram's stupid. But anyway, let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramp says, "Stop telling jokes about my girlfriend." Mac Bergson said, "I wish Robbie produced it." Joe Robinson said, "It's the pie plate closer of comedy specials." So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. So just... She wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So,
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I am.
You told Walker Hayes we'd call her at 8.
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes early. And then Rob said, "You want to call her now?" You don't want to call her early. Why? Because you don't want to seem desperate. Why would you not? What's the problem with calling her early?
Well, okay, I just think it was more likely to answer from some weird number if we call when I said. You want to try now?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think let's see, right? Let's see if she'll do it.
All right. Well, let me see. I said.
Well, here we go.
We're going for it.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
Sorry, we're early. We're excited.
We're very excited.
Remember, there's a delay.
Yeah, tell her that when you immediately. You telling her that will also be delayed.
Dissipation.
Nope. You don't call early.
I mean, I try to tell you.
You don't show up early for a date with Walker Hayes.
It's not like it's my number that's ringing. That would be easier for
her. Yeah.
Please leave your message for... 9.
All right,
one.
Just hang up.
Hang up. There we go. And now we know the first. Now somebody could guess the last 7 digits.
What are the odds of that? Gramps will be doing an algorithm.
Are you still there?
Come on, just hang up.
No, he did. He's played that.
All right.
If you are satisfied with your message.
There he goes.
All right, we'll call her in a few minutes. I see. I told you guys. You guys are excited.
Let me tell a story real quick then while we're waiting.
Yeah.
And I'll let you guys guess. I went to the Annapolis Mall yesterday. By the way, it's mobbed.
Yeah, one of my favorite malls.
It couldn't have been more crowded. I think it's the nicest mall. It might be the nicest mall in the state, at least that I've been to.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Yeah,
now, when you say packed, like... Packed, I mean, because of relative to what it's been, or like,
well, it's, I don't
Christmas
know what it's been.
2018.
There's wall to wall people. It's, I mean, I don't, I'm sure it's more crowded.
Everyone masked up
on Black Friday. Yeah, I mean, you walk around with a mask on, but I'm telling you, it was just elbow to elbow. Right?
Were there lines to get into stores?
There was.
Okay.
There was a line to get into the Apple store, obviously.
Yes.
You know,
that's
but yeah,
probably normal.
Yeah, that probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, wow. And again, you know, we've talked about this, but people want to be out. But there was something I saw, which I could not believe. First of all, remember, it's the nicest, I believe it's the nicest mall in the state. Okay? There's a store that I saw in this mall. You know the store.
Okay.
You know it. You've seen it a million times. I've never in my life seen this in a mall. ever.
All right.
By the way, it's one of the most recognizable franchises in the history of the United States.
Okay.
And it's in a mall.
Is this a department store?
Or? It's not a department store. What is it? What is
7-Eleven.
It? It's 7-Eleven. There's a 7-Eleven in the Annapolis Mall. How did you guess that first thing, Robbie?
Because I've seen a 7-Eleven in another mall, and I thought the same thing.
Not a kiosk, an actual store?
You get a Slurpee in there. You get a Big Bite. You get whatever you want in there.
Why would you get a Big Bite when you can go to get a hot dog from Five Guys?
Five Guys, which is also in the food court. I was like, is there really a 7-Eleven? And there, of course, it was filled with people, right? Who doesn't love a 7-Eleven?
Is 7-Eleven? Because, you know, they've been falling recently because, you know, they were the only game in town, and then Wawa and Cheats and Royal Farms came in.
Yeah, they're not what they used to be. I mean, 7-Eleven, when I was a kid, man, Robbie and I swear we used to do this. That's what we do. And maybe it was just me. I think you did it with me, Robbie. We would go and find Coke bottles that you used to be able to give back, and they'd give you 10 cents for the bottle. Do you know that?
No, but I remember going to 7-Eleven and being, this is awesome.
Well, you would show up with like six Coke bottles, and they'd give you 30. They'd give you, I think it was it 5 cents or 10 cents? Doesn't matter. They'd give you.
I believe it was five.
Five. So they give you 30 cents, and then Robbie and I would buy wacky packages with them.
Can we, this summer, assuming you're living somewhere where there's an outdoor situation, can we buy Slurpees and then put like, you know, Trulies in them or something?
Why wouldn't you be able to do that?
Yeah, let's do an alcoholic Slurpee event.
Well, I'll say this. I don't need alcohol in my Slurpee.
Who needs... I don't need a Slurpee either. I just have alcohol. But why not combine both?
Well, because...
I don't need bacon on my cheeseburger, but I get
it. I understand what you're saying. I guess
you love a good frozen drink.
I do.
That's true. It's in your wheelhouse.
I just
drinking.
Love a Slurpee. I'll just smoke and drink a Slurpee. Can I do that?
So you're shitting on my idea, my theme party.
By the way,
I'm in, Rob.
Thank you, Robbie.
If you go into a 7-Eleven and you get a Slurpee and you don't get a Coca-Cola Slurpee.
I mean, that's my favorite.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right? Robbie, you're not going to. Robbie's the kind of guy who drinks stuff like that.
I do enjoy a Coca-Cola flavored Slurpee, but I think there's very few Slurpees, like unless it's like a Sour Patch flavor or something like that, that most of them are pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with Robbie.
I'm going to give you a little cheat.
All right.
Okay. Usually the two flavors, if they're going to have any flavors, they're going to have cherry and they're going to have Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Usually.
Here's what you can do. But I'm telling you, if you go half and half, it'll be all regrets.
I've never done that.
You take the cherry and you just, that's it. Just give it just
a little kiss.
Just a little bit because it's going to overpower the other one. That's all you give it. You fill the rest up with Coca-Cola Slurpee. And you have a cherry Coke Slurpee. Don't go half and half. You're going to regret it. Or you're not going to be able to taste the Coke.
So it's a little cherry Coke, basically.
And it's delicious.
See, I would take that, and then I'd take some Bacardi Limon, a lemon Bacardi, and put that in there.
In with the Coca-Cola Slurpee?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, did we not lose free Slurpee Day this year because of COVID?
That's one of the big losses of COVID. What's worse, that or the 500,000 deaths?
It's on the list.
Tragedy.
Here's the rankings. Ariel says in chat, Sheetz is better than Wawa, is better than Royal Farms, is better than 7-Eleven. I know Robbie probably agrees with that. Definitely
pretty much.
Sheetz.
Although I put Royal Farms below Wawa and 7-Eleven.
And then
I'm not a big Royal Farms guy. Although they do have my orange Live Wire Mountain Dew.
See, I was Team Sheetz, but then I turned into Wawa. I like the pretzels.
My dad's dad, Gramps, is also a big fan of the pretzels.
Pogo the Clown says in chat,
that's Jeremy.
What if they made an orange Live Wire Slurpee?
Oh.
That'd be good.
Yeah, you think, Robbie? What would you pay for that, Robbie?
Normal Slurpee price.
Yeah, what? I knew that was going to be the answer. Robbie is notoriously cheap, but Robbie is frugal for sure, but... I know the apple doesn't far from the tree because my father bought something and he complained about the price of it. I'm going to give you the product and then you're going to tell me what it cost.
Okay.
The product was potted meat. Okay. My father buys.
No idea what that costs.
Do you know what it is?
It sounds horrible. I've
it's
heard of it.
It's basically whatever's left over from the cow they grind up and they put it in a pot.
Yeah.
And my father buys it and spreads it on his bread. And by the way, there's competing brands, right? He likes Armor, right, Robbie? Is that
yes, that's someone he likes.
And how much did he pay for it? And he said, well, that's more than I'm accustomed to paying. What
I
was
don't
it?
Know, $5.
He could not find it at the Safeway. So I took him to the Shoppers.
And did you hear Rob's guess?
Yes.
It's probably like 49 cents or
69
something.
Cents.
Okay.
Yes. 69 cents.
And then Mac ranked the convenience stores as well, and then we're going to give Walker Hayes a second try. He went Wawa, Sheetz, QT. I'm not familiar with QT. Gate, 7-Eleven. Honorable mention, Come and Go.
Wow, there's some Florida stuff in there, probably.
I'm not familiar with that. But,
I used to be a big fan of the Circle K when I lived in Georgia.
What about Heinz? Is that still around?
You know what? Yes. Heinz was
making a comeback.
Yeah, it did. It went in the shitter, and every time you saw Heinz, it's almost like what 7-Eleven is now. Do you agree, Robbie?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and now there's a kick-ass Heinz by my dad's house.
The key is you have to have gasoline at these places to really compete.
It's weird. We had a Wawa 2 miles from where we grew up, and all of a sudden they stopped selling gas. You remember that, Robbie? Who doesn't sell gas?
Seems like that's the death of you.
Yeah, there was also no other close gas station. I was like, how is this not working?
You want to get people that are on the road that want to stop and eat and fill up at the same time.
And have no other choice.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that were like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah. All right, let's try her again one more time. I just texted her. She gave a thumbs up. So.
Okay, cool.
I hope she doesn't expect my number.
Hello?
Walker Hayes, Rob Mayer, how are you?
Hi, Rob Mayer, how are you?
I'm fantastic. You're here on the Rob and Joe Show. We've got Joe Robinson.
Hey, Walker, how you doing?
You're live.
Hi, Joe Robinson, how have you been?
I'm doing awesome. It's weird. You might not even know this. By the way, there's a delay, so if you say something funny and then you don't hear a laugh, give it a second and you'll hear it, right? But...
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't really be concerned if I didn't hear laugh. I laugh at everything I say, so don't worry about my ego.
Oh, good, good. So I was, do you even know that you're talked about on this show? Does that hit your radar?
Didn't know that.
You didn't know?
What do you say? Do you say positive things? The universe, like, working in my favor.
Yeah, so we talk about you pretty much every week, right? Don't you think?
Well, you're a reference, a funny reference, because of Gramps, Joe's, father, is a admirer of yours. Walker, by the way, is a comedian and a model and actress, just all around amazing, talented person who Gramps frequently, of course, comments on your Instagram or Facebook posts.
Which I'm sure there's...
Usually both, which is why I love him so much.
Yeah.
He's a perfect fan, because no matter what I say, if I said it on 7 different mediums, he would love it like it was the first time he saw it.
I woke up the other morning. I think Rob told you I'm with my dad right now. We actually sold our house. We're trying to buy a new one, and we're living with Gramps right now. And the other day I woke up, and he was on his computer. I looked at him, and he was looking at a picture of Walker Hayes. Now, that's a little terrifying to me because, I have two sisters and a brother, and, I don't want to split the inheritance a fifth way. You follow what I'm saying? I need to.
We already talked about this. Me and Gramps already discussed it.
You did? You got his routing number?
As long as he keeps the likes ever flowing, then I will consider that my piece of the will for now.
Okay.
Now, when he first commented, did you know who he was, or how did he come into your life? Did you have any idea?
Yeah, I feel like didn't I meet him? I know that you and I met through Mickey a long, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Is how I met you, and I feel like that's also where I met him. Or I just know him so well from Facebook now that I've told myself that I know him in person and that it's less weird.
Yeah, so you have not, believe me, you haven't met him. He would still be talking about it. But it's weird because when it first started happening, the I wouldn't call it stalking. It's a normal fandom, right?
Yeah.
It's a little creepy, but
absolutely.
Whatever. So, but I always said to my dad, I go, listen, I don't really know her. You know what I mean? Like we know each other, but it's not like a friend of mine that you can just go and, that never stopped him though. He just kept on chugging.
When you
I would definitely say I'm better friends with your dad. Than
it's not even close, right? I'd say you guys are best friends.
I consider him one of my besties, and I assume that, you know, whenever I, you know, invite him to my next cocktail party, that he might ask if he can bring you, but I'm just not sure.
Sorry, no. Well, he is fully vaccinated now, so he can go out and just, he can live it up.
Oh, my gosh, Rob, you got him fully vaccinated? How did you do that?
Well, Joe, did the hospital did it. The nurse did it. I didn't have anything to do with
it. He got a hookup from our sister who's in the medical field.
That's Robbie. That's the other voice. Excellent. That's our producer, also Joe's brother, and also...
Yes, another person who's going to lose part of the inheritance.
Yeah, I'm Rob Robinson Jr. Don't hold it against me.
He's the junior.
Hold it against? What do you mean?
Okay, so just for the ease of this conversation, Gramps to me is Robbie, because that just sounds so much sweeter.
Okay.
Than calling him Gramps. He's too great for me to call him Gramps.
Fair.
And I don't feel like that shows my love of him the way that it should.
I like that you're referring to him lovably as Robbie.
Yeah, he's Robbie Robinson, and then there's Rob Robinson Jr., and then there's Rob Mayer. And, I mean, did all of your parents get together, and they're just like, let's just make our lives as complicated as fuck and call all of our kids some version of Robert?
Pretty much.
Never Robert.
My sister's name is Robin, for sure. No lie. Sure, her name's Robin as well.
which was going to be my name had I been born a girl.
Now, Walker, course, sometimes you post, like, you know, positive affirmation, pro-female, we kick ass, you know, posts that are supposed to be uplifting and inspirational, and then Gramps will just come on and comment on your body or something. Yes. Is that
a problem? Do you feel that that's objectifying you in any way?
Not at all. I think any positive comment is exactly right. Yeah, I don't need it to be in reference to. And I would find it odd if he was like, "Yeah, I feel like a woman." I would find that weird. So, my womandom post, I fully am on board with men just being like, "Yay, you're hot."
Yeah, well, you're lucky because he's not interested in anything other than your hotness.
Are you willing to read Graham's last couple of comments out loud?
Sure, I'll read them. Sure,
Graham. So, we have a chat room where Gramps is actually, Robbie Robinson to you, is commenting as he listens.
You're going out live, Walker.
Yeah, first thing he says is, you have no idea how many pictures of Walker I have saved on my laptop. Now, let me tell you something about that comment. That's a bigger deal than you think, because my father doesn't know how to do a Google search. I swear. So somehow, not knowing how to use a URL, not knowing what a search engine is, not knowing how to do anything... He somehow has managed to have multiple pictures of Walker Hayes.
It's impressive.
Huh. Anyway, I have the number on here. Would you like to guess?
Or how many pictures?
I'd like to guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody can guess, sure.
Me are saved.
How many do you think?
I have no idea.
Well, he's liked probably 100 of your photos, so what do you think?
He's liked 100 of them?
At least. So I'm sure he's liked everything you've ever done.
I have no idea. I'm going to guess he has... 10.
But you said it's kind of a struggle to figure out how to do stuff, so let's go with 25.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. 20.
Well done.
He said maybe 20, so it could be 25.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know what's funny?
Is pretty good, because that means that, like, almost, you know, okay, so 20% of my pictures were savable. Like, they were save-worthy. I think that's a pretty good metric, right?
Yeah, that is good, considering if I went over to him and said, try to save a picture, he'd have about a 3% chance of being able to do it. That's the level of importance. I will say this. My dad did pull up a picture the other day, and guess who was in the picture with you, Walker?
Is it someone we are mutually friends with?
Oh, yeah.
Wendy.
No, it was me. It was a picture. And I'm like, I've only met her once. How do you have a picture of me and Walker Hayes? So anyway.
My memory says you and me did a show at, was it High Tops?
Yeah, it was at High Tops. Yep. Yeah. No, I rock. Clearly, I remember meeting you. But look, here's the thing. And by the way, I'm glad you're such a good sport. I'm thrilled, you know, because I don't. Listen, the world we live in now, I don't know how people kind of view things, right? And it's almost like, hey, you know, I don't really know this person that you're saying. One time you said something about, you know, blah, 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 powerful woman, right? So obviously there's an idea that you want to get across. And my father goes, not powerful, hot. Meaning, forget that you think you mean something. No, you're just attractive. And I'm like, I don't know that that's a compliment, right? You follow what I'm saying? So I see that and I'm like, okay, well, does that somehow trickle down to me? Like, I just didn't know if I was separate from that, but I guess I am.
Do you think...
No, and he, your dad always leaves me the best. Like, he's, one of the great things about him is that he will keep chatting with me. Like, sometimes somebody will say something. Your dad is always very respectful and kind. Every now and then somebody will say something, like, kind of just really ridiculous. So I do tend to comment on almost everything, even if it's, like, something that I wouldn't personally put on someone's page, but I'll comment. And then they either just like bounce and they never, you know, identify the fact that they said something crude. But your dad is so fun because if I commented back to him 65 times, he would comment back on my comment 66 times.
Let's see. Wonderful like that. Let's see if we can. Let's test that experiment.
Do you think, Walker, other than maybe your family, does anyone have more, and yourself, more photos of you on their computer than... Than Robbie Robinson?
No, my parents, my nobody in my family likes anything that I do, just so you know. Rob would definitely be in the upper echelon of giving me any kind of praise of any kind.
I mean, you have a lot of fans. Like, I mean, but you know him. So, you know, he's distinguished himself. Is he your biggest fan?
He might be. I might be able to go ahead and give him that, because, you know, there's people, and I bet you guys have this too, like, we all have somebody that I think roots for us, and mm-hmm. we'll run into them, and they'll be like, oh, hey, congrats on the thing, and you're like, that's nice, but why do you never hit like, ever, on anything I do? Like, can you let other people know this was an achievement or whatever? And so, yeah, with Rob, I would say, like, I would be almost, like, saddened if I posted something and didn't get a Rob Robinson comment.
Oh, you don't have to worry.
Yeah, you're safe.
Now, is he, because you have, what's your one friend? I believe I started following on Facebook just because you posted the, is it Luchita or something? The hot girl that loves pizza.
Luchana,
yes. Very.
Luchana, yes.
Has he like started, you know, looking at your friends and actually commenting on their photos?
Would
as well?
You be jealous if that were to happen?
I would assume it happened because I do, like, we share, myself and Luchana especially, because she's in so many pictures with me, we definitely share, like, multiple names of people that I don't think I know, and I don't necessarily think she knows either, but they're definitely people that I'm like, oh, we share that person. They're like a positive commenter kind of thing. So I wouldn't shock me at all if he was, because I do think a lot of people, because she's in so many things, I think it's just like positive trickle over. And I wouldn't be jealous, because especially with Luchana, because I'm not going to pretend that I don't get jealous, because come on, I definitely do. But Luchana and
he loves
like
it.
So different that I consider us like apples to oranges.
Yes.
But if I had like a blonde haired, blue eyed friend and Rob started like giving her extra love, then I might have to DM him and be like, hey, don't forget.
Dude, never DM him.
You'll have to figure out how to read that.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to call Joe and be like, you tell your dad.
So Graham just said in chat, is it possible to be in love with someone you've never met? That's a more of a philosophical question, I guess. But Rob, why don't you answer that first before we...
I think it is, because they have, you know, they're clearly chatting to some degree. And now that he hears Walker's voice and tells that she's a nice, sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
She's kind.
She's
clearly
kind.
Yeah.
Clearly, whatever he felt about you 10 minutes ago,
oh,
it's
yes,
stronger
better
now.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
She could come on and say, yeah, you know, but no, but she has literally taken an interest in him for sure.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very sincere.
With absolute sincerity. Yeah. He's definitely somebody that I look out for. When you guys post about him, I try to make sure I like that. It doesn't seem to me that he posts as much as like we all would, right? But when I see him post something, I always try to reciprocate the love, be like, aww, yep, I saw that, good for you, you know, because that's what it's all about. I think, you know, you find people that are very supportive of you, so you should be supportive in return to the best of your ability. You know, unless he was posting like pictures of severed heads, and then I'd probably be like, LOL, I really hope you take this down later. But yeah, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you, I think we need to have, get a comedy show here locally, you know, basically he'll go to Magoobies or Ram's Head in Annapolis,
right?
Two places.
I mean, Walker would have to headline for sure.
Well,
right?
Clearly, I mean,
right.
But I think, you know, as the world hopefully opens up more, we can do that, and we can have, you know, he see you in person, and, you know, you're a very talented, funny comedian, and also, you know, enjoy your comedy. I think we need to make that happen here at some point in 2021.
I would love that, of course. Yeah, especially since I really didn't realize that it's true that I've only met Joe one time. Well, but for that matter, I haven't seen Rob, who I've done lots of shows with, but I haven't seen you in at least a year.
Yeah, we did the Cellar Door in Frederick. It was February of, it was basically a year ago, February of last year, so a little over a year ago. And then,
oh,
of course,
Cellar Door.
Yeah,
okay.
And then everything stopped, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a great room.
Yeah,
no, it's a great room.
I did
yeah.
that room with the great Dan K. Charnley.
I was just about to kick off a show in D.C. I was in talks with Petey Steele about doing one in D.C. regularly, and that was, that had to be like 2 weeks before everything in the world stopped.
Now, I don't know if your father knows about this, Joe, but Walker used to do, maybe you're going to do it again, the underwear comedy show.
Please, I can't survive that.
Explain this to us, Walker.
I did used to. I think I am kind of retired from it, but it's a very fun show that a friend of mine in Atlanta started. And actually, that's how I met a bunch of Baltimore friends, because at that time I was based in New York. And I want to say it was Brandon Lescure who contacted me about it and asked if I wanted to. I think they were actually having trouble finding women that were willing to perform in their underwear at the time, which I thought was kind of like, oh, who cares? It'll be silly as long as everybody's doing it. But yeah, they had trouble just finding. And here's how I know that, because Brandon, who I didn't know, and had I known him, I might have been like, what? He reached out to me and he wasn't like, hey, you know what? It would be awesome if we had some strong, funny females on the show. He literally said to me, he goes, yeah, Walker, I have a bunch of good comedians, but I also need women. And I'm sure he would die of embarrassment if he went back and reread that. But I was like, I'm going to go ahead and pretend that that was an also. Like, I need fun, strong women who will also not wear pants. To this show would make it like a nice all-around diversified day.
I don't know if this is going to come as a shock to you, but Gramps just posted in chat that he has a picture of her on stage in her underwear.
Of course. It's his screensaver of his phone.
He couldn't do that, figure out how to do that. Do you remember what you were wearing? Do you remember the underwear? Let's see if Gramps can tell us before you do.
I've done a bunch of them, so it's been probably, I'm trying to think when was the last
one. Well, he only has one, exactly, so...
It's probably been at least 5 years.
I'm going to guess that it's from Atlanta from last year. And that's the that's the last one I did. And I did it for nostalgia purposes because it was right when I moved to Atlanta. So since an Atlanta comedian asked me to do it and it was his show, I was like, oh, that'll be a fun way to move to Atlanta to do that, the show that I met all the Atlanta comics through.
Well, it's been great having you on, Walker.
Yeah, thanks,
Walker. Do you have anything you want to plug or anything we can help support you? Please, now's the chance to let us know.
I'll be doing a guest spot on Wendy Townsend's show in Bel Air this coming weekend. So I will post about that on Facebook. And, of course, she's really great at posting about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend, I will be up at Have the Grace at State Theater. So I have back-to-back weekends this weekend and the following weekend. I have shows in the northern part of Baltimore County. And, I'll start there, and I would love for anybody that's bored and wants to follow my antics to follow me at Trophy Comic on Instagram.
Thank you, Walker.
Oh,
appreciate
thanks, Walker.
Awesome
you were
job.
You were very kind and very charming. I really appreciate you being so nice to my dad.
We'll talk soon.
I love you guys. Robbie, good night. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thanks, Walker. See you. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. Hey guys, Patreon. We do a show every month. It's behind the scenes. It's things you wouldn't necessarily hear about. It's, I think, the best Patreon in the world, having never listened to anyone else's, but that's what I think.
Well, I think about other Patreon episodes that other really popular podcasts do, and it's just an extra episode.
Exactly.
There's no distinction between what they normally do and this. It's just like, you can't get this content unless you pay. But ours, if you pay, you literally get information that is not available. It's specific to the people on the show, the things that we do, the different professions that we have.
Some gigs or jobs that we have that we might not want to say what happened.
Famous people.
Yes.
And we disclose a lot of things, and we talked about this before, but there's a level of trust that we... One time, somebody broke that trust. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was.
And we murdered that person.
Mike Anderson, who was a former producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel show, had resigned and was moving to Florida to...
Joe, this is supposed to be an ad for...
I know,
Patreon.
I'm getting there.
Now you're telling a story. Robbie's hating me.
To produce another show. And I told that on the bonus show.
Right.
But I asked him if I could, and he said yes. Then somebody went up to Justin and he goes, hey, I heard Mike Anderson. And he goes, where'd you hear that? And he goes, the Robin Show bonus show. That's the only time somebody ever fucked us.
But it probably helped us get more listeners. So
it did.
It almost worked out for us. But hey, it's $5 a month. You can give more. We greatly appreciate it. It's the best deal going. Check it out. Robin Joe Show Patreon.
The Robin Joe Show.
I thought that was excellent.
Man, she was a very charming.
Yes.
I don't know her, and I don't even remember when I met her at High Tops. I don't remember, but you know, she could have easily been something different based on what the things that happened between her and my
yes.
dad online. But no, she was very kind and she was very nice. Now, I really liked her.
In a way, Gramps is almost vindicated for people.
He
that
is
just,
vindicated.
Yes.
You're right. That's a great way of putting it, because I'm always like, God, that is just not the way to address a woman in 2021. And what's funny is that his biggest apologist, Mac Bergson, who's giving me crap in here saying, oh, you're always taking shots at him. Well, I'm more in the ideology of him, right? And so I'm like, I'm not quite sure that this is okay, but now I know it is, so he's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Gramps reflecting on his big moment here?
No, the last thing he said was he had a picture of her on stage in her underwear. And by the way, everything Gramps said in here was pretty much the same stuff that he
yes.
always says. And it's funny because one thing, like if you really like somebody, you're like, I can't come on too strong because then that might get... He doesn't care and it works. You know what I'm saying?
How dumb of me to know that Gramps loves to... politely objectify her, that he wouldn't know about the underwear comedy show.
Yeah, that's really dumb of
right,
you.
Right, that's like,
sure.
I'm a Prince fan, I don't know about Purple Rain. Like,
yeah,
that's all he cares about.
It's a movie and an album.
Right. So, I apologize to Gramps for not realizing that clearly you know about that series of shows that she did. Yeah, I feel like we need to sort of make that happen, a show this year.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely do a show when we get Gramps there. I'd love to get Gramps and Walker in the same room.
Oh, that picture. That'll get a lot of likes.
Oh, yeah, no, that'll be the biggest thing we've ever done. If we get Gramps and Walker Hayes,
yeah,
both to do the underwear comedy show.
Robbie, your thoughts?
Yes. It.
Oh, boy.
It went well. It went really well, you know. I wish he had been a little bit hard on him, though.
Why?
She's got to be honest. They have an honest relationship, Rob.
Well, it's let's just put it this way. Gramps, it's okay to do it with Walker, but nobody else.
That's true. It isn't okay to do it with anybody else. Now, Max says, Gramps, are you going to accept Rob's apology? Is that basically you saying, hey, he was right, that is the appropriate way to address her on social media? Is that, I don't know that I'm apologizing about that, and he's saying you, but
right.
I'm not sure that I'm apologizing about that. I know that you're going to probably be wrong more than right if that's the way that you address somebody, but he's got lucky because she's cool.
Is he aware of this Luciana girl? Because she is
really
very attractive.
Well, what we'll do is when we're done the show, we'll go over there and we'll get him on her page and we'll see how that goes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. If we can.
Hey, Robbie, Gramps brings up a good point in chat. Max says, are you upset that Walker calls Gramps Robbie?
It could potentially be a little bit confusing for the purposes of
when she gets her regular spot on the show.
But otherwise, it's fine, of course. He's sometimes also known as Robbie.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're dating. They can call each other whatever they want.
Yeah, maybe they have pet names for each other, and they won't even use their real names.
All right, good stuff. Gramps, Walker, congrats. You know, I talked about these horrible gigs that sometimes I get sent.
Yes.
And Kirk Shackelford forwarded this. Also, that Allison from the Improv told me she got the same.
I saw you post this offer. And I knew immediately it was Kurt.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, it isn't Kurt. It's somebody asked him.
Right, right.
It's not like he's, you know, he's just somebody if you Google.
Well,
booking.
Let me, before you, I don't
but
even
who
know.
Who else
what,
would pass it along other than him?
I don't yes. even know what it is, but I already know what it is.
Okay, guess.
It's a scenario
yeah, you
where.
You describe it, and then yeah, we'll, I'll say if it's better or worse.
It's a scenario where comedy will never work. So that's clearly the first thing. It'll never okay. work. Okay, it is. It's for...
First of all, is it live or virtual?
It's virtual for yes, sure. It's yes. virtual.
Is it? Is there restrictions in content?
You have to be clean.
Yes.
And you are talking to morticians. Okay. Now, that would actually be fun. You could actually make that funny.
No.
No,
it's
you're,
much harder than that.
You're talking to... Is it a religious...
What's the worst age of somebody that might... Like, obviously, a baby wouldn't have... You wouldn't... But, like, what's the worst age... That someone would even consider this for of a birthday party.
Oh God, 8.
Okay, we'll go 11.
Oh my God!
Looking for a comedian who can perform a clean children's set for 15 to 20 minutes sometime this weekend. We are throwing this a sort of coming of age preteen virtual party to celebrate my 11-year-old niece. What does that even mean? Pre-coming of age?
And it's a girl.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then Allison texted me, and she made a good point, because, you know, they're only asking for $50. So
seriously?
She said, what would make them think this is a gig that an amateur could do?
So Allison
this would take something really, really good. Someone incredibly talented to
oh, yeah,
this
no,
off.
You have to be the best yes, ever to do it. Right. Jerry Seinfeld would be able to do it.
And then I posted this on Facebook. Ramin had the best line. So anyone get their periods recently?
Yeah, no, that's man, that's funny also that Allison is cool enough to say, hey, look at this shit that
yes.
I just got.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but whatever.
All right. Well, sorry about that. We just called her cool. So
exactly. Yeah, it's all good. I think we're fine with that.
Speaking of that, when's the Improv open back up? What do we know? Have you
know,
talked to her about that?
No, but I know that they've done remodeling and stuff. I was a little taken aback by, you know, today, and Chris White posted this, her husband, and also... works there.
Good comic too.
Yeah, very good comic, and totally gets our vibe. But this is not a good sign for where DC's head's at. They're doing the outdoor apple blossom. No, excuse me, cherry blossom, a virtual. So,
are you serious?
Yes.
Oh God.
Which, by the way, that takes place in like April. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I know they're several months behind in D.C. Because, you know, we have my friend Erica works in D.C. You know, when they do open the bars, they close at 10.
Yeah.
Of course, you and I watched Katie the national championship. We could only watch the first half because the bar decided.
But, I mean, they're having outdoor events all the time now. People are showing up to the Super Bowl. They just had spring training. There's 1,500 fans, you know, for a spring training game. So it's like... I don't understand. You can't walk around. How can you legislate walking and staring?
Yeah, right. I'm not allowed to walk. I'm a human. Right?
I don't understand.
I'm not allowed to walk. Is that what you're telling me?
I guess they're just not encouraging people to.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I imagine they normally have like vendors and stuff. And they
well,
have
I think
a whole
about
production.
That. You know, there's. I can't remember. There's some guy who is always in court because you know he's fishing.
Right.
And they're like, you don't have a license. He goes, well, I have to eat. Like, nope, license. You know?
Right.
So he's right.
Yes.
Okay. Although I understand, you know, that some things have to be controlled in some way. But if you can't eat or you're living off the land, you should be able to fish. I'm sorry. Without a license.
Yeah.
Okay?
So when will the Improv open? I feel like they'll probably be towards the end of when everything is opening. So.
Yeah, no, that's sad because that's the best
but they
club.
Will make
in,
it.
I mean, where's the next best club is other than the DC Improv is where in New York?
Probably, yeah.
Probably the closest club
yeah,
that's as good as that
cellar,
club.
Yeah.
But a lot of the greats, the Dave Chappelle's and the Tony Woods, they all talk about the DC Improv being
look, if when they have their reopening, if they, I don't know how they want to do it, but if they want to have like a big to do, like they'll be able to get.
They'll be able to get the funniest guys. They, yeah, yeah, that in yeah that, yes, that Louis C.K. They get anybody, yes, they want. Yeah,
right.
They, Dave Chappelle was honored with the Mark Twain Award, and I saw a little clip from the show, and he was clearly doing comedy at the DCM.
Yeah, watch the. You can watch that whole thing. There was a lot of that show that they aired it on PBS where they're at the DC Improv because he did stand up there the night before. So did Tony Woods and what's his name? Ashy Larry. Donnell Rawlings. Yes. And that was, it was, they juxtaposed that with the actual, the Mark Twain Award at the Kennedy Center. It was really good stuff to watch. But no, the Improv, if they want to have, you know, I don't know how they want to do their opening, but they clearly will be able to.
Pick. Gaffigan, Brian Regan, they can have it. Yeah.
Exactly.
They can have anybody they want.
And I'm looking forward to what they do because I'm sure that they will do something. But I'm hoping when they open up, they can open up full.
Yes,
it's
me
275,
too.
The real deal.
Well, that's the thing you got to think about. It's like, and then I won't go too much off this, but when we do our murder mystery as an example, mm-hmm, first of all, we will do it for 100 people because it's important that the clubs that support us, we right, support them when they need to be open.
Which we'll be doing April 25th at the Arlington Draft House.
Right, but we don't make a bunch of money.
No.
Sometimes we lose money, right?
Right.
But we do it because, you know, it's important to us. But also, you know, we employ people.
Yes.
So, you know, and the other thing is that, you know, this art needs to be seen in a certain way. So we need to get back to that as quickly as we possibly can. And I do worry about how quickly DC is going to be able to do that versus even Baltimore or even, you know, Timonium or whatever.
Our show is definitely slightly compromised due to the COVID stuff and the spacing. And
the domino effects, obviously, yes, you know, less waitresses, yes, less, you know, less food sales, less, you know, money in our pocket, less whatever.
And there was a moment there where that was balanced out by people being so happy to be there and support.
Mm-hmm.
So they were willing to overlook. But now we're at the point where people are ready to come out and they're frustrated.
Yeah.
They're not. So that's, it's now even hurting us because they're just, God, this is so stupid. Why can't, so
yeah,
we're at that weird spot where we need to get back full again, but we're getting there. Hey,
real quick. I want to Miggity Mac makes a comment in chat. Rob, my son turns 11 on May 15th. I'm offering $25. Can you do some Minecraft jokes?
100%.
Yeah. Chance. I'll also do that show for free.
Yeah.
We'll be more than happy to do your son's birthday party. Don't even worry about it.
We'll do it in our underwear.
Don't even worry about the money. It'll be me and Robin Walker Hayes virtually.
And cigars. All right. Good show. Thanks. See you.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.